Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Red Sox are in Tiger territory for the first time this afternoon in the American League Pennant Series. Game time, 4 p.m. Sox fans are still riding high after Sunday's come-from-behind win when slugger David Ortiz launched a Sox rally with that eighth-inning grand slam. With that as the backdrop, we talk now about today's game and the rest of the series with longtime Boston Globe sports writer Bob Ryan, correspondent for the Globe and ESPN. Good morning, Robert, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
You're entirely welcome, Bob.
So let me ask, do you think the Red Sox carry momentum from this weekend into this afternoon's game? And what's the effect on Detroit?
I don't personally believe in that concept at all. I think what is the thing to take away is the fact that after all that frightening futility, they at least came back to Detroit with the feeling of bat against ball, because they were setting records for strikeouts and were going deep without even getting a base hit. And I think that they have reinforcement now in their mind that we can hit these guys. The effect on Detroit, the only thing I would agree is a possible lingering negative effect is questioning of the manager. No one would say anything out publicly, of course, and I know that they are very fond of Jim Leland, the manager, but he mismanaged the eighth inning. It's a universal belief in baseball that he mismanaged the eighth inning. And if there's any loss of confidence in him, that would be it.
Let's talk about pitching this afternoon. The Red Sox have John Lackey on the mound, who was very good during the season. Not so great so far in the playoffs, but the Tigers have Justin Verlander up, who's been just on fire recently. How do you think that matchup squares up?
Oh, and any neutral would say the matchup favors Verlander. But Lackey certainly is capable of pitching a good enough game to win a playoff game.
What are the biggest challenges for the Red Sox as they move into Game 3 today?
Well, they need to score early, I think. I don't think you want to have another situation where it's the fifth, sixth, seventh inning and they're being shut out. I mean, I really think that if they can score early in the first or second inning, it would really help their mindset a great deal. In games against what are acknowledged to be other teams' one and two starters, they had a pretty overwhelmingly losing record. What they did to get where they are is to beat up on the inferior pitchers.
So that's kind of a little frightening, actually.
It is. No, people should understand. The Tigers are here for a reason, and they're a team of enormous strengths and enormous weaknesses. Their two primary strengths are outstanding starting pitching. They are a bad, I mean bad defensive team, and that cost them dearly in the eighth inning of the other night, in the ninth inning the other night. But that's who they are. They have this enormous strength and weakness. They cannot run. They cannot steal bases. They only had 12 sacrifice bunts all year. And frankly, they are the Major League Baseball equivalent of a slow-pitch softball team.
but they have great starting pitching. Let's talk history for just a moment. The Tigers and the Red Sox have never met until now in the playoffs, although they did wage what's been called an epic battle for the American League pennant in 1967. How does today's battle of Poppy and Pedroia versus Cabrera and Fielder compare with Yaz and company taking on Al Kaline's crew in Detroit back in 67?
Quite well. These are stars of comparable quality all these years later. I well remember that pennant race and the fact that the Red Sox came down to the final day in a three-way battle for first place, and that what they needed to know that they had won the pennant after they had defeated the Twins was the Tigers losing the second game of a doubleheader in Detroit on that Sunday afternoon. They huddled around the radio in the clubhouse. The game was not televised. Their game was over first, and they huddled in the clubhouse. They had beaten Minnesota, had Detroit beaten, they were the California Angels then. There would have been a playoff game in Boston the next day. And there are many photos and visual evidence of that scene in the clubhouse when Dick McAuliffe from Connecticut comes up in the ninth inning. He had not hit into a double play all year, not one, and he hit into a double play to end the season. Such is the greatness of baseball.
Well, let's hope we get another great game this afternoon, and let's hope the Red Sox come out on the winning end.
Absolutely. It's going to be a very, very fiercely competitive series and a fun series, and a series that the American League deserves because these are the two best teams.
You think the Red Sox get through this to the World Series?
I'd say, let's put it this way, I shall be pleasantly surprised and gratified if they win this series.
Longtime sports writer Bob Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Bob Ryan is a correspondent for the Boston Globe and ESPN.